Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will go inside the mind of the machine. But we are very happy to be joined by our next guest. In my opinion, he is one of the best football minds in all of the sports media landscape. He's the third best sports writer in the world. I tell him this all the time. Yahoo Sports' own Therese Paylor joins us on the drive. Therese, let me pump your podcast. I just subscribed to it like 3 weeks ago, and I feel bad. Like, I wasn't a good friend. I wasn't a good sports talk radio host. I really enjoy your podcast, Therese.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I've been trying to tell you. It was good to get you on board. Hopefully, I know there's some people listening right now that don't subscribe. So, you know, we're going to use it as an example, man. You know, you're missing out if you're not on board.
I know. I was missing out. I mean, basically all it took was just Andrew Luck to retire to get me to listen to your podcast. So, I mean, something else major has to happen for me to listen again. No, always good to talk football with you, Therese. Let's start with this. What's the latest are you hearing with Tyreek Hill's injury?
That's the same thing I reported yesterday. He's got to get through phases. And depending on how those phases go, that's going to determine the timetable. You know, I don't think the timetable's been determined yet, but it's telling that he hasn't been placed on injured reserve. So, you know, I think they're going to play this one close to the vest. I think they're going to take it slow, and I think that's a smart thing to do because, as I said on my show last night on 610, you know, this isn't about October or even November. You know, this is about January. So I would expect the Chiefs to be very careful because they need him as close to 100% as possible to beat the newly amped up Patriots when it matters.
Therese, not holding you to this, but best case scenario, probably 3 weeks. Worst case scenario is that Andy Reid and this team puts him on IR.
I mean, I don't know that. I mean, that sounds about right, but I don't know that. But I mean, based on, you know, the information that's come out, I mean, I would guess that's the case. But yeah, I don't know that. And but if I had to make a guess, maybe that would be pretty close to what I would assume.
Right now, we're talking to Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports. Therese, the other move with today was they made a lot of moves with the salary cap. What exactly does that mean, in your opinion?
Well, they made some moves to free up money. You know, they freed up a little money before agreeing to Tyreek Hill's deal. They have a decent amount of cap space, even after doing Tyreek, because of the way they structured Tyreek. It's really, really well done. Fair for both sides. Tyreek gets $18 million per year. That's right up there with, you know, Odell. Like, he gets that part of it. But, you know, the Chiefs had to deal with some stuff, you know, as it related to him. So, you know, they got some options where they can back out of this thing. You know, his roster bonus next year is guaranteed. But, like, after that, you know, most of his money is tied up in, like, roster bonuses, which means that they could, like, if they released him for any reason, you know, they'd be out of a, you know, they'd be free of a huge chunk of the cap, right, going forward. So one thing I thought was interesting about the deal is that, you know, his cap hit barely rose this year, and it goes up to, like, $17 million next year, which is pretty rare, like, for it to just be, like, that big of a jump. To me, the Chiefs left themselves with a lot of space because they either want to do Chris Jones, they want to save that money just in case they find a corner they like for the trade deadline, or they just save it, they roll over to next year and help pay for Pat's massive deal in January.
Do you have any gut instincts? What are the chances that they do sign Chris Jones in the near future?
Well, them doing Tyreek Hill gave them a little bit of leverage of being able to say, okay, you don't want to come play for kind of what we're offering, you know. You don't want to sign up long term. We can just franchise you at the end of the year. So I actually think it makes it like a little harder to get something long term done. But, you know, anything can happen. If they were able to close some ground, you know, something could happen too. I do know this, if he ends up having a huge year, if he ends up getting franchised, like, that does set the stage for him to get traded, because if you see most of these franchise players who don't get long term deals done, you know, more now more than ever, that leads to, like, trades. So, you know, I think it would be really interesting to see if it goes down that road, because if it does, there is a path for him and not to be a Chief in the future.
Therese, man, I'm not going to lie. There were large portions of that Jacksonville game that I completely forgot Tyreek Hill was out. Now, a lot of that was because Sammy Watkins was all-worldly. How different, let's call it a month, month and a half, is this offense going to look without Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, I'm going to have a little bit of that in my column for tomorrow about, you know, just my the things I notice column. I do that every week on yahoo.com. Check that out. Like, you guys check out the podcast. That'll come out, like, you know, tomorrow morning. But, you know, I think, you know, they're going to score a lot of points as long as Patrick's ankle is okay. You know, as long as it's not, as long as he's not hobbled, like, they're going to be fine. Sammy Watkins is in the shape of his life right now. Like, when you're giving it to, like, prime Jalen Ramsey, like, you're good. You're a number one receiver in this league. You can believe that. So, as long as he stays healthy while Tyreek's out, I think they're going to be fine. You still have Travis Kelce, and you still have to account for these running backs. Both of them can catch the ball. You know, Mecole Hardman, teams are really going to see what he can do in the upcoming few games. So, I'm actually not that worried about it. Like, he's special. He's a special player, but again, Tyreek's presence is necessary against New England. It's not really necessary now.
Therese, you kind of lead me into my next question, because I was kind of taking some backlash yesterday, and it's all fine. But one of my concerns would just be is I think what makes their offense so special is big playability and explosiveness. That's exactly what Tyreek Hill is. Like, I think Tyreek Hill's a top five wide receiver in the NFL. I just find it hard to believe that any team can lose a top five player on offense, and then the expectation is that their offense just isn't going to miss a beat without that player due to all the things you said about Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I mean, we're dealing with semantics, right? Because, like, my point is, like, they're going to be fine. They're not going to be the same. Like, he's a pretty special guy. You know, like, it would definitely be a difference when things ramp up, like, in January. Like, if you don't have Tyreek Hill, that's going to hurt you. But, like, you know, what happens this month, doesn't really matter. Like, this team is going to win 10 games regardless. You know, that's how talented they are, as long as no one else gets hurt. That's how well-coached they are. I just, you know, when I say that, I'm just saying, like, hey, they're going to be able to put up points against these teams that kind of pretty much aren't in their class. And the intensity is not quite the same now as it'll be with 4 months, you know. So, like, in a way, you're right. And, like, we're actually not saying different things here. I just, you know, I don't think that, you know, Tyreek Hill's absence is going to hurt them enough during the regular season or during the next month to, like, derail things. They're just too talented. They're too well coached, and they have the reigning MVP.
Right now, we're talking to Therese Paylor, senior NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. So we have now watched one full, complete week of NFL football. Top two teams in the AFC, we agree, are the Chiefs and the Patriots. Who is third, in your opinion, after watching everyone play?
Yeah, I mean, we still don't know that. I really liked what I saw from Baltimore. But that was against Miami, you know. Miami might win two games this year. I mean, it's bad there, you know. I feel good about my Buffalo as a wild card. I think I like that. You know, Browns got protection issues up front, not crazy about their tackles. Steelers got destroyed. That was ridiculous. I still think they're a better team than that. You know, Chargers have protection issues on the edge. You know, we still got to see, man. Like, I think that it's the Chiefs and the Patriots and basically everybody else. And look, it's important to remember it's still week one. Like, these teams look different in 3 weeks, you know, let alone 3 months. But a really disappointing effort in general from the rest of the AFC, I thought.
What about Therese, the Chiefs' next opponent coming up on Sunday, the Raiders? Now, we still got a few days to break them down. What you saw last night versus the Broncos, was that more the Raiders are okay or the Broncos just really suck?
I don't think the Broncos suck, man. I think Vic Fangio is a good defensive coordinator. I think you got to give your credit to John Gruden. I was watching the game. I'm like, hey, man, this is a pretty good play call. Like, Vic Fangio is not a guy that you just put up 24 on and it's just luck, you know? Like, Vic knows what he's doing. And John had, like, some real weapons here. Like, that's going to be a game next week. Look, the Chiefs are better. Like, you know, a lot of the Raiders' best players are rookies, you know, and younger type guys, like, or at least a decent amount. I was really impressed with Josh Jacobs. I thought Farrell flashed a little bit. You know, the number one receiver now is Tyrell Williams. He's going to get a lot of balls this year, you know. John Abram, good player, right? Brings off some real Rodney Harrison vibes. It'll be more competitive than it was last year. He's got a dynamic running back. He's got a legitimate receiver. You know, they got more. Trent Brown actually played pretty well too. So, but it'll be more competitive. It's a, you know, it's a, please know John's been scheming for this. You know, he's going to bring some stuff out against Andy, but Andy has some stuff for Gru. Like, those guys are friends. Andy has the better team. Like, it should be okay for the Chiefs.
Last question here, Therese. The question we get asked the most is about the Chiefs trading for another corner. You saw the Patriots make a huge chess move with the acquisition of Antonio Brown. What are the odds they trade for a corner? And give me the name of a corner that's not Patrick Peterson. I feel like we've been talking about the Chiefs trade for Patrick Peterson for a year. I don't want to talk about Patrick Peterson because he's still suspended. Give me a name, someone you think could be available that's not Patrick Peterson that could help this team at corner.
Well, I think the Dolphins are probably taken. So if you make a strong enough offer, maybe you could get Xavien Howard here. I'm not reporting that. Please don't aggregate that. That's complete speculation. You know, I know how this thing goes. I'm just saying, as a football player, he's young enough to actually be worth a pretty good haul if you had to give him, if you wanted to trade for him. That's just the name of a player that I obviously like, that I think would be a good fit here. You know, as far as like who could be available, you know, that type of deal. We do know that the Vikings want to trade, you know, Xavier Rhodes. He's a good player, you know, but he's expensive. You know, beyond that, you know, I think we just got to let this season kind of develop a little bit before, you know, we start throwing out too many names. But if you're the Chiefs, like him, Peterson, you know, Howard, like that, you know, these are the type of guys that you got to hope at some point will be available and that the conversation is fairly agreeable.
That is our guy, Therese Paylor. Check out his podcast. Check him out on Yahoo Sports. He is one of the best football writers in the world. Thanks, Therese.
Hey, thanks, man.
Always good talking football with our guy, Therese Paylor. Therese is my favorite person. When you ask him a question, then he's quickly like, I'm not reporting that. Like, he's so quick to let you know he's not reporting.
NBA writers do this all the time because aggregators are so bad in that sport. And in the NFL, it's probably starting to catch up.
It just always makes me laugh. Like, who could the Chiefs get? I mean, I'm not reporting they could get Xavier. I was just curious to know if you thought they could make a move at corner. I didn't think you were reporting. He just always makes me laugh with that. I am going to establish a new rule on the show.
What's that?
We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we'll go inside the mind of the machine. Next is The Drive.
The Drive. Weekdays 2 to 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.